Kof Aleph Mar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 3rd of November, Rabbi Herschel Hager, cursing.
This week's Sedra. Vayovay Avroam, Lispoid, Lesura, Velifkoisa, small kof. Palaturim brings. Gemora, won't quote the whole Palaturim. Difficult to say exactly what he says. But he brings the Gemara. I'll quote the Gemara. The Gemara is twice in Shas, once in Rosh Hashanah and once in the end of the 8th Perek in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says, Chalamoy Sedin al Chaveiroi, whoever complains to Hashem about somebody else, Hu Nein Ashtchila, Hashem first takes care of the person who went to complain. And the Gemara brings the Pusuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Sarah Imenu said to Avraham Avinu after he took Hashifcha Hoga, Sarah Imenu said to Avraham Avinu, Chamusi Olecho, Yishpoit Hashem Beini Veinecho. And Rashi says, Chamusi Olecho, Chomos Ha'usoy Li, the injustice which has been done to me, Olecho animatel ho'oynish. I am throwing a punishment on you. Yishpoit Hashem beini beinecho. It wasn't just a complaint. It wasn't a grumble. She actually said to him, that's how Chazal explained the pasuk, Chamosi, Chomos, the injustice done to me, Olecho, the punishment shall be fall on you. That's what Sora Meina said to Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, Fayove Avraham, lispoit the surah velev koiso. And therefore, Sora died first. She said to Hashem, she went to complain, Yishpet Hashem Beini Veinecho, and Hashem punished her first. What does first mean? So some Mefarshim explain, she was supposed to live for as long as Avraham Avinu was supposed to live. Either it means she should have lived for 175 years, or she should have died the same time as Avraham Avinu died, a difference of 10 years, but either way, there were many years cut away from her life because of this complaint she made against Avraham, which is quite substantial. The Mashal says a nice pshat. He says that the Gemara says, that Sora died first, so Hashem was Nifra Mesora Tchila. He said, if you think about it, the punishment for Sora wasn't only for Sora, it was for Avram as well. Ein Isha Mesa El Leval. Avram was also punished by the same Misa Sora. So he said, Avram Avinu was at that time in Har Maria with Yitzchak, Masa Akeda. So he didn't know about it till a couple of days later. So she was Nein Ashtchila. Those few days that he didn't know about it, he was still happy. Everything was okay. That was that small time frame between Nein Ashtchila till he found out that when he had his own as well. Al Kapurim the Gemara says, "Hamoyse dan al chaveira Nein Ashtchila." And the Gemara Baba Kama, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara Baba Kama as well. The Gemara Baba Kama adds one line. The Gemara says, "Vahu the isbei dina." There is a bezdin where one can go to complain to. You have an argument with somebody else, you have a din Torah, you have a tviya, get it sorted out. If there is no bezdin, there's no bezdin in town, or the person is not listening to bezdin, or the bezdin are schlepping, whatever the case is, then you can go ahead and complain to Hashem, and Taket Sura would have been right to say the injustice which came to me, I'm giving the punishment to you. But she had a way out. What way out did she have? So Tosfos says, Baba Kama, one line Tosfos, the time of Sora Meinu and Avraham Avinu, the Bezin Shal Shem Hoyokayim, Shem Benoyach, Avraham Avinu's Elta Zayde, who's still around, if she had a problem, she had an address to go to. And if she didn't, then she was punished first. What could she have complained? She could have went to Bezin and said, get rid of Hoga, sell her, be Megarisha. She had a tviya. She had a problem with Hoga. Fine. There's a way out. you didn't go to Beis Din, then that's unfair. Why is it unfair? Because once you bring it to Beis Din Shemal, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the din is on a much higher level, and Hashem is going to start looking at everything. Look, once you open up a can of worms, then everything comes out. So if you have a problem with somebody else, go to Beis Din, sort out the problem. If you're not going to Beis Din, you're going straight to the top, then Rashi says you're causing him problems. You're causing the other person problems. Or rather, Rashi says as follows. Are you so zakai that you can be man of someone else, al yodechu? Are you such a tzaddik? Don't do it. I mean, that means Avraham Avinu had no problem. He didn't have an averus. So it's not usually the case, you could explain, hunen eshtchila means you have averus, the other person has averus. If you go to Beis Din Shemala, then, okay, you're causing him, Hashem should look at the whole picture.
But you said he did have the punishment because his wife died.
One second, okay. Remember, Rashi says this week, Soro Baskuf Kavaschof, Ma Baskuf, she was brought from Ma'oin Shishamale, and Baskuf, how does that work with Chamos Yelecha? Well, simple, say it's a Machloik is Tanum, where Chamos Yelecha means that she was punished when Anashchela or not. But Emes is, it was only Beis Din Shemala. Ben Ozum Machavir, maybe there was Taka problem, or she was Taka this Misa took care of. But Onshim of Beis Din Shemala she didn't have. Al Kapunim, the two explanations of Unayin Atchila is whether am I Rui enough to bring a punishment on somebody else, or if I do it, someone else is going to, the Beis Din Shemala are going to look at him in a much harsher way, and it's not fair to do that. The Maral explains, it gives a very simple motion. You throw a ball onto a wall. If the ball has where to rest, it will stay there. If not, just rebound. So if you bring a din l'shomayim, well, then we'll see. If you attack a zakai in the person's hive, you'll attack a hit the target. If not, it's just going to rebound and hunei nashtchila. Now this Agada to Gemara, not many of them, actually found its way into Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the end of Chosh Mishpat, the Gemara brings this down to Salucha. I guess the end of Chosh Mishpat, after you've done everything you can, and there's no way out. So the Gemara passes in Simon Tuf Chof Beis, Hilchas Choyvel B'Chaveiroi, after everything, Choyvel B'Chaveiroi, after Kishanus Lehei Dvorim Tza Nezek, Rippu Shemes Boi, everything sorted out, but you have to ask Mechila. And the Ramos says, Usa levakesh din min ha-shamayim al chaveiroi. You mustn't go straight to authorities. She'usa le'ruah. V'dafka is the dine ba'aret. As long as it's best, then you can't do that. V'chol ha-tzoyit al chaveiroi, hunayin ha-shtchila. Shulchan Aruch, this halacha is put in Shulchan Aruch. You can't complain to Hashem. Then the Ramos brings another shit of the Ram, which the Ram explains the Gemara. The Gemara says, if there's a Beis Din, go to Beis Din. If not, then what? The Ram says, well, if not, then he explains, Tosis explains, Surah had the choice, she could have gone to Beis Din Shel Shem. The Ram says, Surah should, the first thing, have taken Avraham to task. She made the Pshura with him. If you're not Meidia your Baal Din, that's the problem. You have to let the other party know you have a complaint against them. If they don't care, then you can be moisted in Hashemayim. So if there's no Beis Din and you've gone through trying to make a deal with the other person and it hasn't worked, then you can be moisted in Hashemayim without any problems. Just before we continue, there's an interesting pasuk in Parashat Shoftim, and the pasuk says, a poil, v'yoyimot hit n'schori, pay him up, v'yoyimot, v'lo yikra, olecho el Hashem, v'hoye b'chochet. So that's all, this Naam Torah explains, that's a case where you get nothing you can do. What are you going to do? At the end of the day, your boss is not paying you. Go to Beis Din, come back Monday, day's gone, I haven't got my money. So in such a case, v'kor lechochet, then he can go straight to Hashem. Less dinner, there's no, and now, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, There's no Bez Din I can go to get my wages. So in the case of Yomit and Schoroi, the other person can be Moshe Din HaShemayim. Nevertheless, the next post actually says, Elim Meisakal. Take it easy. Don't have to go and straight to Shemayim. Try and sort it out another way. I could put them, there are ways where a person can be Moshe Din HaShemayim, Al Pi Din Toyo. The Hilchus of cursing Chlola appear, apart from the Simtof of Beis, we just mentioned about Moshe Din HaShemayim, twice again in Shulchan Aruch HaShemeshvot. In Torah appears four times. Torah says, Leisakal L'Cheirish. Elohim Leisakal V'Nosi V'Amcho Leisor. And Amkal Uviv V'Immoy Moisimos. I read the Lashon Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. And he says, a person, when he wants to take revenge, Leitanoach Nafshoi, until he sees the other person hurt. Sometimes he gets his revenge by cursing. Mecharef and Megalef, oh, he's done that, he feels better, stone off his heart. Sometimes, in a worse case, he wants to see someone lose his money. Then he'll get his revenge. Sometimes his nekom will only come when he actually physically inflicts pain on someone else. And sometimes he'll only have revenge when the other person is off the map. And the Rambam says, Ula yubadatenu, maybe what a person would think, that when a person asks for revenge, even the smallest form, he curses somebody. He feels better after he does that. That's only when the other person hears. So the Torah says, "Kal l'cheirish." No, it's nothing to do with the other person hearing or not. Even in your own house, and someone doesn't hear, or the person never can't hear, you mustn't curse him because it's hashchusas hamidus. The Torah is worried about your caste, your nekoma, your natira. Never mind the person hears or not. If you're doing it to calm yourself, you've gone into bad midus, and that's a lav the raisa of mekal l'chaveri. Machenech explains, even though we don't actually understand how it works, but it's an accepted thing. Bein b'Yisrael, bein mu'mas oilem, the whole world. A curse, people take offense when someone curses them. And the same way, or a similar way that, when you, the master, you can harm somebody, you can actually harm someone by cursing them. Bris Krusulus Hussain. An explanation, he says, because we know that the dibur of a person is the chelik elyoni, which Hashem put into the person. And if you can use that to cause damage, even b'dibur ba'alman. And lefi chashivas anefesh, the greater the person, the more impact his words have. Same way the tzaddik gives a brocha, the same way, forget, the bigger the tzaddik, his words are like swords, and the greater the person, the greater his words could make more harm. But every person has the koyach and love of not to curse a different Eid. Hamakalas over imoy is the worst. It's chayav misa. Someone who's makalos ish miyisrael is not chayav misa, but there is a malchus, and that's amis nifsak in Shulchan Aruch in Simuch of Zion, based on the pasuk elohim lo yisakal v'nosi v'amcho lesod. There's a simon in Shulchan Aruch shloi lekal dain oishum echad miyisrael, and a makal echad miyisrael. If it's b'shem Hashem, and we'll soon see it's not so far-fetched, oy be'echad Hashem shekoyin akul haKadosh Baruch Hu. If you say God should pay him back, that's mekalas chaveir b'shem. Even said in English, or any shameless kinoyim which refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've said that. Yom Kalas HaVayir B'Shem. So, Imoy Beidim Asro, like any Allah in Torah, then you get Malchus. Imoy Adayin, if he's a Adayin, Lo Yikim Hashem Elohim Lo Yisakal. Just take note, very interesting. The Ktas HaChosh notes here, we just mentioned Elohim Lo Yisakal. Elohim Lo Yisakal means, he brings a shitter, everyone in position, a gabba in the shul. If you curse him, he didn't give you aliyah. You give him your blessing. You're over part of this lab of Elohim Lesekal. The reason Elohim Lesekal, there has to be a dinner mishpat b'Yisrael. And every person of authority, Gabbat Snooker, says the Ktsos, is included in this lab, apart from the normal lab of Mekal Ish b'Yisrael, someone's Mekal Gabbat Snooker. Pashas means while he's on duty. He hasn't got the title of Elohim Lesekal of a dying. But when he's doing his duties, the Gabba, when he's doing his job, you mustn't be Mekalim, and if you are, you're over the slav of Elohim Lo Yisakal. The Shachar Chassid Beis says, and this is Simcha of Zayin, Im Lo Yisrael Shom Asro, if there wasn't Asro, or it was without Hashem, there's nevertheless an Issa Deraisa, to be Mekalas Chaverin, but there's no Malkus. Well, Elohim Lo Yisakal, if you...
Just speaking.
Macharaf and Megadav, there's some lavim which you get Malchus with the But this, if there was no Edom Nasro, or there was no Shem, then it's Issa Deraisa without Malchus. But if it was with a Shem and Edom Nasro, you get Malchus for Makalas Chaveirin.
What actually do you have to say?
Okay. Well, there's many things. Well, you shouldn't say, rather.
Yes. Well, actually, shouldn't you say?
Well.
What do you have to say to get Malchus? What do you have to say to get whatever it is?
Hashem knows how hard I work for this, and He'll take care of my boss. That's Mekalas Chaveir B'Shem.
Are you calling down divine punishment?
That's you're saying. Hashem knows how hard I work for my boss, and He's not appreciating me, and may His boss treat Him the same way. Not very difficult to say. But you've said Hashem should take care of someone. So you'd be Mekalas Chaveir B'Shem. You don't have to say, or V'chayir V'shamta V'nidu, you know, the Shoyim Shoyim Shoyim. You don't have to list out the whole... Even if you say, Yehirutzah, and that person should be punished. What does Yehirutzah mean?
By His will.
You don't say Yehirutzah and Filech Hashem V'chayir V'chayir V'chayir. Yehirutzah means...
Even without Hashem.
Without Hashem, there's no Malkus, but there is the Raisa. The Issa the Raisa applies, even without the Shem Hashem. You're saying Yehirutzah, that could even be... Well, maybe... Part of Shem Hashem, because you're referring to Hashem. What does Yerutzah mean? Yerutzah mefanecho, that this person should be taken care of.
If you just say he shouldn't be successful.
With Hashem's name?
Well, even without Hashem's name, you have him Mekal Chaveir. He shouldn't be successful, yes. Halavai, he shouldn't make money today. Halavai also doesn't make it any easier. You'd be Mekal Chaveir. Yeah, you haven't said I curse him, but that's what you really mean. Halavai, he shouldn't be mitzliach today. What does that mean? Halavai, my competitor won't get planning permission. What does that mean? You've cursed him.
It affects you.
Hashem, fine. If you say Hashem, it's even worse. But you've still cursed the other person. You mustn't. Be Mekal, Shem Odom Yisro.
Even if you're being affected by what you ask.
One second. We'll soon get to that. When there are cases you can curse, it might be a mitzvah to curse. But in a normal case, just because you don't like someone, or he's giving you a hard time, if you have a problem, you said, Moisdin, go to Bezdin. You have a problem, get it sorted out. Go to him. You can't curse someone with Shem Hashem or even without Shem Hashem. The Peliyot says, even though if you don't even mean it, someone says to his child, you know, you're not listening to me, one day your child won't be listening to you. It's also a Mekal, even if you don't really mean it. But you...
It's advice, maybe. Good advice.
Well, it depends how you say it, yes. But if you say, halavah, your children won't be listening to you the way you're not listening to me, you don't really mean it. But you have the master said something which he shouldn't be saying. The person has to be careful what he says and how he says it. It might not be an issa, but it's certainly, if you don't mean it, if you don't mean the klola, but it's something which you've said, the Sforum says, is wrong to say. But if you mean it, then you're having over the lav of Mekalas Chaveira. And then the apostles say there's no shear how much the klola yunasis. The klola has to include. Halavai, he misses the bus. Is that a klola? Yes, you mean harm. You mean someone shouldn't get what he wants.
Anything negative, you say.
Anything.
Not yeah. To say anything negative.
Right. That bad. You're saying something bad should happen to him. Well, if it's... Well, it doesn't have to be... If it's bad, yeah. As long as it's bad.
He may have saved his life for the bus crashes. So
well, Emma says you're not allowed to be Mekalas Chaveira, even though you mean. Well, Emma says we find. Again, in a second. There's a story. The sons of Shomesh once came Rosh Hashanah to the sons of the Rechaim, and the Rechaim was a Shafa Tzaddik. In Rosh Hashanah, by the Torah, he was cursing the Anshei Tzanz and the Anshei Kruka, all the various they were doing. And he couldn't take it. The son of Mor Shomesh, he'd never lived Mor Shomesh. His father never behaved that way. Pink Rosh Hashanah Banach, that's not the... It wasn't very uneasy. After Tish, the son of said to him, he saw he was chabt, Roch Kodesh, what was going on. He said to him, when a person needs a Yeshua, what does he do? He takes Sefer Tehillim. Look at Sefer Tehillim. It's full of chulas, chirukim, gedukim. He's cursing his son from left, right, and center. Bilam, his brochas turned out to be klolas. The melech's klolas turned out to be brochas. So you're right. There's some tzaddikim who have this koyach that when they say a klola, it really means a brocha. The melech's the biggest proof. His klolas ataka brochas and yeshuas. But a normal, on our level, a klola means a klola and a brocha means a brocha. A person should be benching Avdi Yidin, not wanting harm should come to Avdi Yidin. Emma's like, yeah, a person, the Gemara says, mustn't curse himself. It's allowed the Raisa to curse himself as well. You can get Malchus to aid the Masro if you do it properly. But it's allowed the Raisa to curse himself. A person says, get up in the morning, today I'm not making money. It's a bad day today. He's cursed himself. He said, Brit Shmos the time, he said something bad against himself. Last night I was preparing for the Shia. I was about to say, I've got nothing to say. Today I'm saying nothing at the Shia tomorrow. Well, it would defeat the purpose. But if you curse yourself, I've got nothing to say. I'm saying nothing today.
That would be a follow the house.
Well, I'd be embarrassed, huh? If you say a fact, I'm not making money today. Not the end of the day. At the beginning of the day, you're saying, right? Today I'm not making a bad day. I'm not making money. I'm not going to make money, if I rephrase it.
Yeah, that's a normal day.
That's the end of the day, not the beginning of the day. The beginning of the day, you say, no, Baruch Hashem, Hashem should give me a good, happy day.
Positive speaking.
Positive speaking, yeah. Okay. Up until now we talked about the klolos which are forbidden. There are klolos which are actually... Sometimes a good thing to do. Klola is like hitting Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, we all know Teles, yeah, we're all very happy to do it. Hitting someone, children, Talmidim, Teles, is mutter. The same thing, a Klola, Teles, is also mutter. We see the Leviim, just said Telem, they were cursing the Eden, Teles, to give mutter. The Emes, the Mechas Chinuch discusses, the Gemara says, someone is a Elach Yid Shem Torah Mitzvahs is included in the love of Venosi Ba'amcho Lo Yisoy. Someone who's not Oysa Ma'asa Amcho Nebuch, he's not an Elach Yid, is not included in the love of the Raisas. The Mechas Chinuch wants to suggest, a love of the Raisas Nishdu, Avon Yisoy Ikad is still an Issa to curse, even a Yid is not Shem Torah Mitzvahs. But the Pasuk says it's not true. We find many times the Shas where you're allowed to curse people are not showing Matoma Mitzvahs. And other Abba, if you do it to give them Musa, or to disassociate yourself from the Shul, you say in the Rosh Yamach Shemoy, for a reason. You want to disassociate yourself with these Rosh Yamach, you want Taka punishment should be fall upon them, then it's Taka, it's Dvorim Shemikdusha, it's not a laugh, okay, it's not a Nisa, it's a Mitzvah to do it. V'shem Rosh Yamach Yaakov, even to Yiddish Rosh Yamach. The laugh of Nusav Amchul Esau applies to Oysa Maas Amchul. Someone who's not Oysa Maas Amchul, you do it for a reason, then you're allowed to be Mekal other people. The Emes is also, this is the third time Nifshek Shulchan Aruch, mentioned before in Turchov Beis, the Moshe Din HaShemayim, and Simchov Zayin, Chosh Mishpat, about cursing a Dayan, or a Gavit Tzedukah, or any Yid, or even yourself. In Simon Reish Dalad in Shulchan Aruch, he is the famous Simon of, we all know, Misha Pura. The halacha is, when a person buys, pays for goods with money, Minatoyer is koya, belongs to him. Chazal made a takona, then when you give money, it's not enough, because Shema Yoyim Ruchatecha Nisrof Avaliyah, I'll give you money for everything in your store, in your warehouse. Tomorrow morning I come to fetch the stock, you'll say, oh, I'm sorry, last night there was a stray fit, all gone, it's your loss. You paid for it, it's yours already. Since you haven't taken it, it's very easy for me to get rid of it. So Chazal Mamasak and Mumun is not koina. Even if you paid for it, it's not yours until you've done a Mashiach, done a kinin in the actual item. And therefore, since Chazal made such a takona, you still have the ability to change your mind. You paid money for it, but it's not completely yours, Midrabunon. You can still, either one of them can backtrack. But, in such a case, says the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, Mishinus Adun Lemushka Metaltalim, the kinin hasn't been done, and therefore, the sale hasn't gone into effect. If, Shulchan Aruch says, like, Usa Maas Yisrod, Shishka Yiddish Aveg, V'chaim Lekabel Mishapura. And what does that mean? Shulchan Aruch and Simreish Dal, Keitzad Mekabel Mishapura. Oyer and Oysa Bezen Kursa, Oymer, Mishapura, Manchadara Mabel, Manchadara Fluga, Manchadara Zloim, Amoyer, Ema Mitzrayim, Shtova B'yam. Hashem, who is Perea, who is Nifra, from all these Rishoim, who weren't Ma'am and Ashgocha Prutis, and he punished them in a way that was a pierce in the Chol Oilam, the same way who Yifram and Misha in Oymed B'Dibiroi. And this is something which a person, there's no better person himself can say. If someone was not Oymed B'Dibiroi, and there's no other way to get back at him, and he means L'Teyalis, then he's allowed to curse someone. He's allowed to say Misha Pura. This applies not only to this specific halacha of someone who paid money and changing his mind.
What's the Teyalis here?
People should be scared of not doing that.
That's if best.
You tell him, you know, Mr. Ploidy, if you're not going to be Mekayim B'Dibucho, I will curse you. Well, he has a choice.
But if the other party is just doing a klala, a mishapora on him because he went back on his word, nobody else hears it, nobody else knows about it.
Well, the person himself knows about it. And that's going to stop him, hopefully. There's an interesting, one of the Tshuvas Achronim says, someone who's Mekayim Mishapura, whether he's posel Eidus or not. Well, he hasn't done anything wrong. It's not Oysa Maas Yisrael wrong, but he's been choizer, he's in the middle of a kinyan, he changed his mind halfway through, he's allowed to legally come back on his word. Fine. But he gets a Mishapura. Is he posel Eidus or not, this person? Is he a Rosh or not? So, if you say Mishapura, what is a Mishapura? If you say Mishapura is a Kapura, like sometimes Bezen give a Nidui, a Chayrim, why? It's Lachapa Alavoy Noisov, he did bad, the Kapura will be Nidui. If the Kapura for this person for not keeping his word is a Klula, fine, so then what's wrong? He's done nothing wrong. He's getting a Klula, he's getting punished for what he did for that. But if you think about it, it's not really true. A Kapura is after someone's done an Avera. No, as you're about to do an Avera, is Echta Veskapa. I'll do the Avera and I'll get my Kapura. It doesn't work that way. If you are. Before, as you're doing the very accepting this oynish, that's not a kapura, so that's not the way out. And he adds the Chuvas Har HaKarmel that we said before, a person is not allowed to curse himself. By accepting a curse upon yourself, you're over the love of cursing yourself. You have a way out. Pay up. Don't change your mind. So what are you doing? You say, I'm ready to accept this curse upon myself rather than do what I need to do. So you'll be Mekal Latzmoy. Mekalas was over love. So how you should be posel Eidus if you use this lomdus. L'chol, this applies not only to this case of person being choizer, but emes the burah. Person doesn't want to pay up his chov. He owes you money, and he's not paying you. And you have no other way. You went to Bezdin, and he's not paying. L'chol is not worse off than any other than this case of a person who's just paid you money and doesn't really owe it to you because he's allowed to, but he won't change his mind. If you are mechavan l'teles and you don't curse more than necessary, then you can go ahead and curse this person because that's the only way to threaten him by getting your money back or whatever you need to have done. Nevertheless, obviously, it's a midas chassidus, a person should be nizah b'dibura lefnei mishur hasadin, and we find many times shasi tamo chatum v'lo choitim. The person's born nizah b'dibura, even when you're allowed to do that, he doesn't do it with greatest lahavas in Hashem Yevurach Hasamei Bashulam.